Azvajan dağcı çizgi rozanandı dola Dolarajo sandı Zodan zücü sanalan Cancı pardo dani cazıcı Dağcı çizgi rozanandı dola Dolarajo Sanjin Sudan Sushi Sanala Sanjo Pado Dani Jiao Sushi Daji Dola Benji Sanjin Dupa
Kanzo tak kare. Okay, so we do short meditation, okay, breathing meditation for a few minutes, okay, to settle down your mind, you know, coming from busy job, busy life. So just a few minutes, you know, try to sit comfortably. So then, let it keep your back straight, you know, just help you to not to get lazy or, you know, let it press up, you know, when you straight up, then you'll be more fresh. Like that. So that's the one point. So then, okay, so idea is, you know, very simple meditation, you know, breathe in, out, and try to acknowledge acknowledge your breathing in and out, you know, just look at that, you know, try to be that kind of awareness, mindfulness on the breath. So it is that, you know, breathe gently. So it's very helpful, you know, when you breathe gently, so your mind is more calm, you know. So all this, our mind and our breath, the mind is always related, you know, together, affect each other. For example, when you're so not happy, angry, you know, you breathe faster. When you're too attachment, this and that, you breathe faster, you know. So always your mind also move with the wind, you know. So good to have calm mind with the breathing, you know, then your mind quite peaceful, you know. So I just that, so breathe in and out like that for, we do maybe 5 minutes, okay, so try that. So very simple, you know, just look at your breath, mindful on that, only that, much as possible. Okay, we start 5 minutes, yeah. When your mind is peaceful, there's no other thought, then now, within this peaceful mind, then in front of you, visualize, you know, possible visualize Buddha Shakyamuni just sitting in front of you, you know, made of light. So first you visualize light in front, then slowly this rainbow light slowly form Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, like that. So try to visualize slowly that. mat of light, you know, then lively try to see clear as possible. Okay, next we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so that time when you recite Shakyamuni mantra, so that time visualize the light rays, nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, enter in your mind, in your body, then purify all the physical pain, mental suffering, all the negative thoughts, wrong conception. Visualize like this, so totally purified. Then after that, your body become made of light. You know, there's nothing exists of the suffering, of pain. Body made of light. Like that, then feel some bliss and happy feeling. Try to get that feeling in the mind. Then sit there long as you can for a few seconds. Okay, Dayata, chanting the Shakyamuni mantra to the tune. I think most of you already know the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. Dayata Om Muni Muni Ma Munaya Swas. We chant together.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Ma Munaya Swas. Dayata Mahamuni.
Okay, so, I mean, what we did. I mean, this very, very simple practice. Okay, so, this one anybody can do easily. So it's very, very simple practice. Whenever we have difficult time, especially when you're stressed, you know, so much problem in the life. So try to sit down, even 10 minutes. You know, sit down, do that breathing meditation for a few minutes. Then after do that meditation, visualizing Buddha in front of you like that, then send the light in your body, mind, you know, let go. You know, whatever problem, you know, then letting go from the body and mind, you know. If you do like that, even 10 minutes, so that bring peace, 10 minute peace in your mind. So, extremely powerful, you know. So, try to do that, you know, it's very effective, you know, if you do that. So this is something you have to try yourself and feel it, you know. So letting go. Most of the problem is our mind-made problem. You know, so just letting go, so that make relax your mind, relax your body. That bring your healthy body, healthy mind. You know, then you're able to function better. You know, your life can be better. Otherwise, there's no quality of life. You know, always miserable. You know, so there's no quality of life. So, so it's good to do this short meditation. Okay, then today I'm supposed to talk about the star. You know how many stars in that? In this space, do you know? I don't know. Anybody know how many stars in the sky? Huh? You don't know? Huh? Joking. So, before going to the my topic, so, I mean, I did talk these two classes, to this, and the last two classes about important, about the emptiness. Why so important to study emptiness? Why so important to understand emptiness? So, first you must understand that, otherwise, not much point. So, very simply, you know, we all have problem, mental problem, physical problem. There's no question, you know. We all have that. We all experience that. Very clear. So now, so again, because of having this physical body, the five aggregate, the physical body, what we have. So because of that, we get all the problem, pain, because of this body. Then with this body, there's no mind, then different. But within this body, we have this mind come together. You know, this mind. So, because of this mind, then we have all kind of thought arises. All sort of negative thought or emotion, you know, thought just arise. Because of having this mind. So, basically, all this problem, what we experience, physical pain, mental suffering is because of having this body and mind. Then we experience the suffering, something we don't like that, we don't want that kind of suffering, but still without choice we have to experience. So then again, why this body happen? How does this body happen? How this mind came about? Then you look deeper, so then this all come from from the cause, which is karma and delusion. So because of karma, we created karma, then we got this physical body and the mind. What we have now is partake of karma. Partake of action. So then how does this action or karma happen? Then due to the delusion, due to the attachment, due to the anger, then we create different karma, negative karma. So it's all karma is created by the attachment and anger, the deluded mind. So like that. All then again you look deeper how this anger, attachment arises, how this came from. Then is the coming from the ignorance, root of the problem, root of the delusion, the ignorance. So, simply to understand ignorance is not understanding the reality, how the thing exists in reality. Not understanding that. So, could we understand that way, ignorance? Then, not only not understanding the reality, but totally believing in the wrong way of exists the thing. Totally believing something doesn't exist. You know, not only not knowing, but on top of that, believing in the wrong existence. So because of that, very beginning, you know, it's about that when you say me and I, when you think about that, very first moment, you know, when you think about the me, how that appear to the mind. You know, something within the body, somewhere there, you know, me within the body, somewhere there, truly exists there, appear to us. And not only that, we truly believe that, you know, what appear to our mind, we truly believe that. Something there, solid, you know, very independent self, I. appear to us, believe on that appearance. So this is the very, very basic of all the problems start from there. Then, because of that, then you see other, you know. Then other, when you see other, other is something, nothing related with you. Something other side. When you say other, then something independent other. Then yourself truly exists from the object. Appear to your mind. Believe on that. So then there's the, you know, solid independent I at the side, solid independent other. You know, there's two different, you know, totally nothing related. Both are independent, self and other, appear to our mind. Not only that, totally believing on that. So because of that, anything related with that independent I, then something good thing happened related with that, then consider good. Then attachment arises. Then the independent other, then who say nice to oneself, then become friend, you know, independent friend, real friend, always friend, believing that, then who criticize to us, then that label as the enemy. You know, at the other side, truly enemy, you know, over there, independent enemy over there, appear to us, we believe that. And because of that, that's the very basis, because of that, strong anger arises in the mind. Because of that, strong attachment arises there. So everything like that, you know, we see like that, we believe like that, you know, what we think, we are right, you know, believe that. Truly like that, you know. So this is the very, very root of the delusion, you know, that arises all the other negative emotion, such as attachment, anger, jealous, pride. All this negative emotion bases on that. So because of that, then we create so many negative karma, you know, harm other due to the negative emotion, then harm oneself, harm other, and creating negative karma. So then, because of that, then we take rebirth in the samsara. You know, then experience all the different type of suffering, physical, mental, all this happened in the life. So this is something extremely important to understand. You know. Then, if you really understand that, truly understand that, then when you hear the teaching of emptiness, then become very, what call? Become very, become very yummy. I don't know how to translate. Very yummy? I don't know. Very tasty. Something you really want, you know. So something then you see why emptiness is so important in my daily life, you know. You may get that kind of feeling if you understand correctly what I'm saying before. So, you know, so here, so when you listen to the teaching, then so make sure, you know, that teaching really understand that for your life, you know, nothing like teaching something beyond your life, you know, not like that. So then there's no use at all. You know, teaching is something related with your life. You know, like daily life, I must have this practice. So this is something extremely important. So first to understand is that, you know, all this unwanted suffering came from this physical body, mind. Physical body, mind came from karma. Karma came from delusion. Delusion, the root of the delusion is the ignorance. So that is simply existing from his own side, truly exists. You know, everything truly exists like that, believing like that. So that called the ignorance. You know, wrong believing. Wrong way of believing how the thing exists. Not only not knowing, but on top of that, believing wrong where existing the thing. So because of that, then all sort of this negative emotion arises, great karma, then take rebirth, then there's no choice to avoid suffering. You know, physical suffering, mental suffering, difficult to avoid. You don't have choice. So here, so if you don't want this, all this physical suffering, mental suffering, then better not take rebirth in samsara, you know. So that's the only way, you know. Once you take rebirth in samsara, the suffering come within, together, you know. When you take rebirth in karma, rebirth in samsara with karma and delusion, there's no choice. Come with that. You know, you have no choice, you have to take this body and mind. Then once you have that, all this pain come. You know. So therefore, so if we don't really, we don't want the suffering in the future, life to life, there's no other way, you know, other than, there's no other supreme method than meditating on emptiness. That's the only way to free oneself from ocean of samsara, you know, free from samsara, to achieve liberation, nirvana. That's the only way. Even you meditate on great compassion, so much compassion you have, or even you do so much generosity, or even you keep so pure morality, even you have such a deep concentration, by itself cannot be free yourself from ocean of samsara. You know, so therefore, you know, only way to out from samsara is to meditate on emptiness. Again, you have to understand why, you know, mention again, why, you know, always have to ask question, why without emptiness, why I cannot be free from ocean of samsara, why I cannot be free from suffering. Must understand that, you know, as I mentioned before, all this suffering came from karma. Karma come from delusion, attachment, anger. This came from ignorance. So, what is ignorance? You know, believing, you know, everything truly exists from his own sight. So that is the wrong believing, so that called the ignorance. So in order to cut that ignorance, to remove that ignorance, then you must have the wisdom, realizing emptiness. Only then, when you realize emptiness, then you are able to remove the wrong concept, the ignorance. We remove by then, when you have wisdom realizing emptiness. Otherwise, there's no way. So therefore, understanding emptiness, if we don't want suffering, then it's extremely important. You know, so we all don't want suffering, we want only happiness. Just by praying, it does not remove your suffering. Without meditation and emptiness, so that's the important part. You know, we don't want suffering from life. Life, then must study or must understand emptiness. Must meditate on that. You know, what is emptiness? So therefore, emptiness is important for our daily life. Okay, so this the about that some little bit understanding. Then when you go to here, so at the Diamond Katra Sutra, there's a star, a visual operation. The flame of light, lamb, illusion, dew, drop of dew, bubble, the a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioning thing as such. So this is here, so very first one, so talking about the star. He's just giving example there. So this shows here, so any kind of existence, any kind of phenomena that have two reality in one object, which is ultimate truth, then one is compassionate truth. So there's two reality exist in one object. So so here for example, flower, when you look at the flower, when the this Bodhisattva Arya beings, when you they look at the reality, nature of the flower, when you meditate, in the particular flower, you know, Arya Bodhisattva who realize emptiness directly, when they look at the flower, you know, they contemplate, think about the flower, how the flower, what is flower. When you meditate like that, then, you know, they're able to see the true nature, the ultimate nature of the flower within their meditation. Then that moment, you know, then they see only the ultimate nature of the flower. They don't, the conventional flower doesn't appear in their mind. Only the ultimate nature, you know. So when Bodhisattva, when they realize emptiness in meditative equipoise, their mind and the emptiness become ones. You know, there's, you don't see this, your mind and emptiness is too separate. You know, there's no dualistic appearance in their mind. Totally absorbed. The mind totally absorbed to the reality, the ultimate truth of the flower. That then there's no dualistic appearance. You know, they see only ultimate nature of the flower. So, so that is given example by the star here. One of the example is star. So, in the daytime, when you look in the sky, in the clear sky, there's no cloud. You look in the sky. So, the star exists in the sky, but you are not able to see it. You don't see the star daytime. When there's bright, what you see is just empty space, empty blue sky. You don't see the star at all. So that's the example for that. You know, exactly like that. So when Arya Bodhisattva, when they look at the reality of the flower, the ultimate nature of the flower, then they don't see the conventional flower. See only empty of true existence. Only see the emptiness of the flower. So there's the one of the reality of the flower in ultimate nature. The emptiness of the flower. Ultimate truth. So then, then conventional minds, like like our mind, conventional mind. We don't see the ultimate reality of the flower, but we just see the conventional flower. No, we see that. So here, so so daytime we don't see star, no star there, only empty space. But when the sun set, then become dark. In the night time, you know, totally dark. Then you look at the sky. Then you see all different type of star. You know, big, small, bright, not so bright, you know. There's so many things you see, you know, so many light in the sky. The star, you know, different size, you see that. So that is exactly like our conventional mind, our mind. You know, our mind, which is, I don't know, our mind, which is obscured by the ignorance, our seat of the imprint of ignorance, obscured by that. So, our mind sees so many different type of objects. You know, all different is conventional object. We see, you know, our mind sees so many different things. When your mind is totally obscure by the ignorance and the imprint of ignorance, then due to that, so our mind has so many different appearances. So some are really exist, some are doesn't exist, you know, all sort of things appear in our mind. Like flower. When you say flower, of course we see flower, we know flower, you know. So conventionally we see flower. Conventionally flower exists, its function. We can use, you know, we can enjoy. You know, we see flower. We know the flower. Conventionally we know that. The conventional flower, we don't understand that. But so here, so the problem is not the only conventional flower, but within our mind, so our mind is what the word just now? Oh, okay. So our mind is obscured by the ignorance. Also the imprint of the ignorance due to that. That, you know, so so many different things appear on our mind. So, so for example, flower appear to our mind. Not only that much, but even more than that, you know. Truly flower. Real, truly flower. You know, exists. And from the object side, you know, nothing related with your mind. You know, exists from one side. So, that is something not true. You know, that kind of thing doesn't exist. Here again, when you talk of the star, just a flower, you know, in our conventional mind, flower appear, flower exist. So like that. So within the flower, so there's two reality. You know, two reality exist. The ultimate reality and the conventional reality. So that one is the real true nature of the flower, you know, seen by this Aya Bodhisattva directly. Then conventional flower, so our conventional mind, we see, so that exists. So star, first one, star show that true reality exists in an object. But our mind, our mind cannot really see ultimate nature of the flower. The emptiness of flower, we can't see that. Because our mind is totally obscure, not able to see that. So, so then the next example, the what's called visual operation. So here, I don't know, English words, what does that mean? Visual operation. What does that mean? I don't know. So, in the text, give an example. You know, when some people have some problem in the eye, you know, cataract, not really, you know. When you have problem with the eye, some people then, sometimes this appearing, you know, your hair falling down like that. You know, you see that. In reality, your hair is not falling down, but you see that, your eye really see that, you know. The people who have this problem, just seeing that your hair is dropping like that, you know. So, that's the example here. But in reality, the hair is not falling down at all. You know, doesn't exist that. But in his mind, in his vision, he really see that, you know, dropping like that. Also, he believe that, see that, believe that, dropping that, like that, you know. But it doesn't exist. So this is the example here. So, true flower, you know, truly exists from the object. Nothing to do with the subject, you know. Nothing to do with your mind. Flower exists from the object, its own side, independently. When you say flower, you know, exists independently there. So, appear to our mind. When look at the flower, it's like that, you know. Appear to us independently, flower. Independent flower there. Then we believe that, you know. What we see, immediately we believe that. But that is not the how flower exists. You know, we think that, we believe that, but it's not true. That kind of flower doesn't exist at all. You know, exactly like, you know, visual aberration, like that, you know, the person seeing hair falling down like that, exactly like that, doesn't exist at all. So here, so truly existing flower exists independently from the object there, its own sight. So, the flower is empty of that. I don't know what I'm making clear. The flower is empty of that. Your appearance and your belief, you know, true existing flower there. So that flower is empty of that. So when you say that, 2 hours empty of that. You know. So cloud doesn't exist. How you see and how you believe it. So cloud is empty of that. So point is, what you believe, what you see, what you believe is not true. It's non-existent. The flower is empty of that. That kind of flower doesn't exist. What you see, what you believe, you know, what you see, what you used to believe, you know, flower, inherent existing flower, that doesn't exist. Like a visual operation like that, you know, the hair pulling in the person eye like that. Exactly like that, it doesn't exist. So this the visual operation is about that, showing this example. So if the flower exists but independently from its own sight, you know, independently, then that becomes the ultimate nature of the flower. It exists in that way, you know. If flower exists with its own sight, independently, then that becomes ultimate nature of the flower. If that's the case, then this Aya Bodhisattva will see emptiness directly, then they're able to see that very clearly. But that's not the case. When the Aya Bodhisattva who realize emptiness directly, they are not able to see that at all. They see empty of that. You know, they don't see that. But they see empty of that. When they look it for ultimate nature of the flower, they see empty of that. True existence. So same thing, the example like that, the hair pulling, you know, in this person's eye, the pulling hair exists then, those person who have good eye, you know, they're able to see clearly, but they don't see that. So similarly here, so you know, if the flower exists truly from its own sight, then that becomes ultimate nature of the flower. If that's the case, then this Aya Bodhisattva who realize emptiness directly, then they're able to see clearly that. But they're not able to see it. So this shows the empty of true existence. So this example shows the flower is empty of true existence. The flower doesn't exist truly. Flower exists, you know. Flower doesn't exist truly, you know. So then, next one, flame of the lamb. So here's the. When you say flower doesn't exist truly, then flower doesn't exist from its own sight. The meaning is same. So then you may have some, it doesn't exist truly, doesn't exist from own sight, then, oh, flower doesn't exist. You know, when flower is empty, existing from his own sight. Empty up existing from his own sight. Then we may think that, oh, flower doesn't exist. You know, conclusion like that. We may conclude like that. Then flower doesn't exist like that. So that is not correct conclusion. You shouldn't make that. You know. So here, the example just saying that flower doesn't exist with his own sight. You know, true flower doesn't exist. So, so now then, because of that question, then the next one, the flame of the lamb. So, what go? So here, so when the flower, the flame, example, the flame of the butter lamb, you know, when that arises from, you know, due to many different causes, condition come together. Due to that, then the flame of the lamb is exist. So also like that, when you say flower, also same thing. Due to many different cause and condition and part and the thought and the name due to many different cause and condition then flower exists. Doesn't exist independently. It exists due to dependent. Exists dependently, not independently. You know, like butter lamb, you know, that exists due to depend on all different cause, condition, gather, then the lamb, flame of the lamb, it exists. So this is to understand that that example like that. Then when you look at the our problem, like samsara, when you say samsara or suffering, or this unwanted suffering, samsara, then also exactly like that, you know, due to different cause, condition, gathered together, due to that, samsaric rebirth, samsaric body, samsaric mind, exists. The samsara or suffering do not exist independently. So that's the so so here so so Buddha said when Buddha explained about the emptiness, one way he explained in this way. Buddha, one of the if I can translate correctly, then like that I'm not sure, but Kanshi Kenekevi Temakis. Something which is produced by condition. Then that is not produced. So this time, So Buddha said like that, something which is produced by condition, therefore that is not produced. Sounds like contradictory sentence. So Buddha said that in the sutra, one of the sutra, he said that. So what he's saying is that something produced by cause and condition. So that any kind of this thing is not produced, mean it doesn't produce inherently, you know, doesn't produce. It doesn't produce, mean it doesn't produce inherently. Okay? The reason is because it's produced by condition. Therefore, inherent produce, product doesn't exist. Okay? That's the very, very easy way to understand of the emptiness. You know, so here inherent existing product doesn't exist. The point is that because anything is product must exist due to cause and condition. So therefore, independent product doesn't exist. So product are empty of true existence. So that's the Buddha explained in that way to to understand. Here is the claim of the lamb is that to understand all this all suffering, samsara, samsaric rebirth, all suffering came from due to cause and condition. You know, do not exist inherently. So that to understand that, so Buddha give example of the lamb, flame of the lamb. So then after that, an illusion. So then illusion is here. So these three first things explain of the reality, how thing exists. You know, Buddha explain about that. By star, visual apparition, flame of the lamb. So these three things explain about the reality of the existent. It's empty, exists due to cause and condition. Empty of true existence. Exists due to cause and condition. You know, so like that. But one object, they have two reality. Ultimate, conventional reality is there. So then, the next one, an illusion. Illusion. So, when the magician, you know, makes something, you know, due to their whatever they do some kind of trick, you know, our mind, do something, you know. So because of that, then, you know, he shows some illusion there, you know, or show beautiful object, or unpleasant object, you know, peaceful object, scary object. The magician can show many different type of object like that. Then, when you see at that object, when this object appear to you, you know, when you go to see this, then you know, sometimes very scary object, you know, like tiger or snake, you know, when they show, then when you see it, look it, how you see it, you know. The real tiger, or the snake, or I don't know. When you see very real tiger there, you know. Real snake there, when you go to look at that. We believe that, you know, when the tiger come near to you, you know, you'll be scared. You know, very deep down, we believe that. But in reality, the tiger doesn't exist at all. You know, the illusion tiger doesn't exist. Illusion snake doesn't exist. But nevertheless, due to that appearance, seeing real, believing real, something doesn't exist, but we believe. Due to that, then the fear arises in our mind. Similarly, so here that example. So then all the samsaric all the samsaric suffering or pain, suffering that appear in your mind. True suffering. True body, true I exists from this object. Truly there appear to our mind. Not only that, the big problem is what you see immediately you believe it. You know, true I, true suffering, true body immediately. Believe that 100% what you see, then you truly believe that. So because of that, but reality that doesn't believe, empty of that. True suffering, true body, true I doesn't exist. You know, when I say true, it means real true. When I say independent, I, independent suffering, independent body. So I'm talking about that. So that doesn't exist at all. But we believe, then we suffer due to that. So this is showing example like that. So here again, so it's very basic, you see that, you know, true suffering, true body, true I exists from one side. See, believe. Then on top of that, then you have so much different thought arises based on that. Then you make the object, you know, true body. Then, for example, true body. Then, based on that, so many other thought arises. You know, all the superstitious thought making the object much more beautiful than the reality. You know, oh, this beauty, oh, this beautiful. You know, you just label so much on the object. Then, making this object extremely beautiful from the, exists from your own side. But in reality, not like that. You are man-made on the object. You know, so much you label on that, with your wrong concept. But you believe it's the right concept, but it's totally wrong concept. You just made up so much on the object. And then this object, the body, our eye, become very, very beautiful. You know, I am beautiful, my body is beautiful, you know. Then we don't understand that your mind made that object. So much there, but we don't understand that. Not truly exists an object. So like that, all things like that, we do that. Subject, object, you know, all beautiful object like that. Then, believe that, then we want that object. After that, we want that object so much like that. You know, then, without the object, you can't live, you know. Then believing this object, if I get this object, I'll be happy, satisfaction, become like that. Then you run after the object, look for the object, get the object. Try all your effort, all the time, you know, believing that, you know, oh, the true happiness over there. You know, if I get that, my life is peaceful, happy life. Then you get that, you know. Put all the effort, you get that. But before you believe so much that, you know, it's such a beautiful and keep every effort to achieve that. Truly believing that, you know, you never thought object will change and turn to suffering. You never thought that beginning, you know. So, but you never thought that, but sooner or later, when you get object, you know, the true object, you believe that, you know, 100% that will satisfy your life, giving full happiness in your life. But when you get that object, any object, let me just give your own example. When you get it that, then sooner or later, day, week, month, year pass by, then slowly you see different. You know, it really truly exists from on side. The beauty are satisfactory from the object. All the time you see from its object on side, then there shouldn't be change. Objects shouldn't be changed at all. You know, but in our daily experience, it will change. Month, year, the object change, you are experiencing, your experience change, object change. That shows, so that truly shows, you know, the object, what you used to believe, how you see, how you believe, doesn't exist in that way. You know, it shows very clearly. Because it truly exists from one side, that there's no change. You know. So not only that, the objects, what you see, 100% satisfactory, a beauty, a goodness in the object. What you see truly existing, if that's the truth, then everybody, the logic is, then whoever see that, and have to see exactly same, because nothing to do with your mind, exists from its own sight. Then whoever see, then have to see exactly same, 100%. If 10 people see the object, everybody have to see that. 100% true beauty, satisfactory object. But not that case. It truly exists, then there's never change. You know, object never change, always keep happy. You know, full satisfactory, never change. It truly exists. It truly exists. So, but not that what we believe, but not true, because it will change. Month, year, it will change. You will see that. Then you will see different one. You know, slowly seeing more unsatisfactory, more ugly, you know. Now seeing different, you know. Then after that you see slowly, then again you level so much. Oh, this bad, this bad, this bad, you know. You decorate so much on the object with your wrong mind. Then again see totally ugly, you know, the object. Then become anger arises. So like that, so our life is like that, so everything object is like that for us. So therefore, here is the, it shows very clearly doesn't exist from its own sight. What you believe is totally wrong. So it's empty of what you think. You know, object is empty of what you think. So emptiness about that. You know, when you say emptiness is about that. Empty up what you see. Empty up what you believe. So there is the emptiness, mean that. So like that, so the true existence, truly existing beauty, truly existing unpleasant, doesn't exist exactly like the musician show the illusion, the illusion, or the illusory elephant, tiger, illusory. You say illusory? Yes. Illusory tiger. Exactly like that, doesn't exist. So this is the example here. So, true I, true suffering, true body, truly existing body, truly existing suffering, doesn't exist at all. So that's the the meaning of the illusion. So then it's then at the drop of the dew. So, so here also, I mean, this can be understand in shows the, you know, showing the emptiness also. One way you can understand that, showing the, no, showing the impermanent. So, drop of the dew. you know, so when there's the drop of the dew in the leaf, you know, then when the heat or sunrise, you know, it will disappear, you know, quickly disappear due to the heat, you know. Soon disappear like that. So here, so here all the, I mean, what called the compounded phenomena, all this came from, exists or came from cause and condition. Such as five aggregates, the suffering. All this also like, is like, is an impermanent. like a drop of the dew. You know, it will, it doesn't last long. it will disintegrate. You know, by moment. So so all the suffering, all suffering, samsara, includes your body, which is impermanent, which is product of karma and delusion, depend on the cause and condition. So therefore, it's not everlasting. You know, suffering is not everlasting. It will change. So because the cause can be changed. Condition can be changed. Cause we can change. So therefore, suffering can be changed. So all this suffering, samsara, exists because of cause and condition. So therefore, one way can understand that is empty of true existence. It exists independent. Now it exists dependent on the cause and condition. So it doesn't exist inherently. So this can understand. Also, impermanent also could be understood as emptiness. So like that. So so then the bubble, a bubble. So here it shows, you know, to understand, we have these three different types of suffering, you know, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive compounded suffering, pervasive compounded, or conditionality suffering, conditionality suffering, you know. So all these three different type of suffering we have. In reality, suffering easy to understand. You know, when it arise, like for headache, stomach ache, that is suffering, easy to understand. You know, when it arise as a suffering. Then suffering of change is something like pleasure, the samsaric pleasure. It's the suffering of change. But we don't understand that. But we truly believe that's the true happiness. We never understand that's the suffering. So here, the water bubble came from the water. Nature of the water. You know. So here, exactly same, you know, this suffering of the change. Also like that, when you look, temporary look, doesn't look like water. The water bubble doesn't look like water, but in reality, it is a water. So same thing like that, you know, when the water bubble looks so beauty, you know, nice, doesn't look water. But it's came, arise from the water, nature of the water, product of the water. So it's still nature of the water. So similarly, the suffering of change, samsaric pleasure, is happened basis on this body, which is pervasive, compounded suffering, which is the physical body is the conditionality. Oh, sorry. I tried this pronunciation many times. I couldn't make it. Conditionality. Anyway. So, so see like that, you know. So, because of this physical body, so then, you know, whatever, you know, this suffering of change. Anyway, suffering of change is, in reality, is suffering. This all basis on this body, then all this happened, product of that. So in reality, it is suffering. So this the, to understand that, you know, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive, compounded suffering, so which is our physical aggregate, so that's the showing the true suffering, you know. So that's is called truth, the true suffering. Truth of the suffering? No, Paul Noble Truth, yeah. Truth of suffering. So like that. So again, so when you say truth of suffering, what does really mean that, you know? But we don't see that true suffering. But when you say truth, when Paul Noble Truth, what do you say? Truth of suffering. Truth or true?
You can say true suffering.
True suffering. You know, Paul Noble, a truth of suffering. So here, so truth of suffering means, you know, when this Arya Bodhisattva, when they look at that, you know, like a water bubble, like the suffering of change, suffering of this conditionality, then they see true suffering, you know. They can see, they don't see any pleasure there. You know, they see is true suffering. So that's why it's called truth suffering. You know, true suffering, because they see clearly. We don't see. So like that. So there's the the time is finishing, huh? So like that, so, so to understand that, you know, so the water bubble is about that, you know, everything impermanent, you know, also show that everything is true suffering. So when you say true suffering, I can understand it's from cause and condition. So because of that, it can be changed, can be understood, it is impermanent. To understand that, also because of that, part of cause and condition, so therefore, it exists due to that cause and condition, so therefore do not exist independently, you know. So that, to understand that, so like that. So then, next is the dream, so there's the, I think, time is rushing, so another is the dream, then the flash of lightning, the cloud. So this three things showing here, so, like, dream show the example of the past, you know, past, present tense, you say no.
Past, present, and future.
past, future, and present. Okay, so cloud, no, dream show the past. Whatever past. So here, giving example, you know, when you dream, you know, sometimes we have nice dreams, sometimes we have bad dreams. When you wake up, you know, then still you are clinging on the dream experience. You remember that, you know, pleasant, then still your mind is quite happy feeling. You know, when this dream is not good, then you wake up, still you are not so happy, you know, because of the remembering the past dream. But reality, just a dream, you know, nothing exists there at all. You know, whatever, good, bad, nothing. Reality doesn't exist. So, here similarly, all the past. So you can see cause of the cause of the samsara. Also same thing, you know. It exists, but do not exist inherently. Like, whatever you dream, what you experience in the dream, whatever you see in the dream doesn't exist. Same thing, all the past, cause of the suffering, also same thing, doesn't exist inherently. So something like that. So then, flash of lightning, so that is showing the present moment also doesn't exist inherently, you know. So, when you look at the present moment, anything present moment, when you look at that, you are not able to find like a lightning. You know, where does this come from? Where does this begin? How does this disappear? You look deeply. You are not able to find. So present moment also like that. When you deeply, then you are not able to find truly existing present moment. So like that. Then the last one is cloud. Is the future. You know, in the here, so cloud in the empty space, you know, when this empty space, then suddenly cloud come, you know. Then slowly cloud come together, then slowly rain come, then the rain happen. So like that. So in future also like that, you know. So do like giving this kind of example here within our clear mind, you know, then all different kind of thoughts gather like a cloud. Then due to this, then all the different type of suffering exist in the future. So like that, therefore, then the future suffering also do not exist inherently. You know. So that's the these three examples giving past, present, future also doesn't exist inherently. So this is the teaching here. So the whole point here, what I'm saying is to understand that, you know, so how we suffer, you know, where the suffering coming from, how we suffer in daily life, how we create karma in daily life. So to understand that, important is that, you know, so like a dream, like an illusion, you know, like a illusion, like a dream, you know, what we used to believe, what we used to think, is not true, like, exactly like a dream, you know. We just believe so much there, but reality is not there, like a dream, you know. So, when you understand that, like a dream, then your attachment or anger will be reduced or less, you know. So exactly like a dream, you know. In the dream, of course, when you dream, then in the dream mind, of course, then you whatever you see, beautiful or unpleasant, in dream you really experience, you know. 100% you believe in the dream. You really experience that. Even you go through that in the dream, you know, you can't differentiate real or not real. You know, you are into there. Your mind is only that. You don't see any option there. You know, when you're pleasant, wake up, you're still happy like that. You know, the moment continue. When you have nightmare, then, you know, then you have so much difficult time, you really experience in the dream. You know, when you wake up, then still your heart beat faster, you know. So, that's how the dream mind experience, you know, at that moment. But not in reality, you know. But nothing there, something happened in the dream. So, when you wake up, then you understand, oh, this is just a dream, not real, you know. Then your mind is not so much difficult there, you know. Will be relaxed. So in dream, of course, you're totally scared or so much nightmare there. When you wake up, then recognize, just a dream. You know, just the appearance or just a dream, then you don't feel that kind of difficult in the mind. Then you can breathe gently, you know. So here, so like exactly like that, all this suffering, what we experience in the samsara, see like a dream, as a dream, see like a dream, pleasure, pleasant, unpleasant, good, bad, anything happen in the life. Looking like a dream. You know, all these things doesn't exist truly. All this truly exists in my mind made. That my ignorant mind made this thing, you know, in reality doesn't exist truly, like a dream, like an illusion. Okay. just nice for timing, huh? Supposed to finish 9:30. So, so it's extremely important, you know, when you meditate like that, you know, or even you meditate on the impermanent, when you're pain, suffering, you know, just think, oh, it is impermanent, you know, it's not everlasting, you know, when you have this kind of mindfulness, it's really helpful, you know. So then, especially go deeper, meditating on emptiness, like a dream, like an illusion. When you think like that, you meditate like that, then it's really, really, you know, whatever we have difficult time, then able to relax your mind, you know. Then whatever happened, bad, good, you know, bad and good exist, you know, whatever happened in the life, then your mind is not so much emotion, like up, you know, like, and down, so much down, up, so much up, you know. So it doesn't go like that. You know, you are able to keep your life very, what call, equal, the balance, you know. Mind is very balanced. You know, whatever happened in life, it doesn't go up and down. You know, like understanding the dream. You know, when you wake up, you understand dream, then it doesn't go your mind up and down so much. So exactly like that. So therefore this is really helpful. You know, understanding emptiness. Also, why so important to meditate on emptiness. Think about that and try. Learn, you know, read, listen, then meditate. Okay? Then this way, able to free from oneself, promotion of samsara. Otherwise, extremely difficult, you know. We circle in samsara, numberless of time in future. You know, compared to now, the future life suffering much greater. What is spirit, this moment is nothing. You know, future won't be same. You know. So like that, think about that, then try to read, think, meditate on these verses much as possible. Okay, hopefully you understand, I don't know. Huh? Okay? Okay, our time is running, sorry, I'm getting 5 minutes late. Yeah, dedication.
Usual dedication prayers. Those that need to refer, you can turn from page 33, thereabouts, onwards. 40 보기 조심해도 try.